Lord God, as I come this day, let the very words from my mouth be your words. Let the very thoughts that are expressed be your thoughts. Help me, O God, journey with me in this word that you have placed on my heart for each of us to hear. Help us, O God, that we might discern what it is that you desire, not only for us to hear, but for us to do. This is your humble servant's prayer. Amen. Our message this morning comes in this title: Faith is a place to voice questions. Faith is a place to voice questions. There's a story told of a parent and a child. And the parent came to the child and said to the child, "I have created a bank account in your name." And the child was excited, said, "Thank you." And said, "Can I look at the checkbook?" The parent said, "Why, sure, it's in your name." And so the parent handed the child the checkbook, and the child looked and saw that there was $100 in there. The child looked at it again and said, "Now, let me get this straight. You put $100 in the bank for me?" The parent said, "Yes." The child says, "Well, you know, I see the checkbook. But what if I went down to the bank and I just wanted to take a look at the $100? You know, I just want to go take a look at it." The parent says, "Well, I put the $100 in the bank for you." The child says, "Yeah, but you know, I not only want to go down to the bank and take a look at it, but I want to withdraw it out of the bank and hold it in my hands. I want to just see and hold my $100. The parent looked at the child and said, "Well, but I, you can see in the bank book it has your name, and you can see that it says that there was a deposit made in your name." And the child says, "Yeah, I know. I know. But I just want to hold it for myself." Very similar to the story this morning that was read for you when we talk about Thomas. The child did not have a lack of faith in the child's parent. The child believed that the parent had done what the parent had said. But the child even still had questions. Just as we have questions. Questions like, why would someone once again go into a Jewish synagogue and shoot innocent people? Why would someone take a gun and maliciously shoot around our city streets, killing a mother for no reason, no explanation? Faith is a place to ask questions. And as evident by our text this morning, Jesus is open to the questioning. It's okay to ask the question. Because in asking the question is the only way that you'll be able to deal with the situation. If you never ask the question, then how will you get the answer? You see, the disciples of Jesus have seen him already in our text. They have been in the upper room with the doors locked because they were fearful of what might retaliation might happen to them because Jesus has been taken away from them. And so they are in this upper room, as the scripture tells us, with the doors locked. How often are we locking our doors today? And so they are sitting in this room, and Christ appears out of nowhere. And when Christ appears, he appears and he says these words. He says, "Peace be with you." And then he shows them his hands. And he shows them his side. And he shows them all the scars and the markings. And again, he says, "Peace be with you." Calming what I want to believe their troubled mind and their disturbed spirit. But in that encounter, they realize that indeed it was the Christ. Christ has presented himself before them. And I want to believe that there was a sense of calm and a sense of completeness in that action. And so that is all good. But our scripture reminds us that all of them weren't gathered in the room that day. That indeed Thomas was someplace else. And like anyone who's got good news, because somebody wasn't there to hear it, Mary, we want to tell them about it. And since Thomas was not there, it is evident that the disciples want to tell them what they have seen. They want to tell Thomas that they've seen the risen Lord. They want to tell him that he has risen from the dead. And as they tell Thomas of their excitement, of their exclamation of seeing the risen one, and how they have seen the markings in his hands, they've seen his pierced side, they've seen the markings, they've touched him, they've talked with him. As they have explained all this to him, they're excited, and they just know. I want to believe they just know that Thomas is going to believe them. Thomas is not going to question. For indeed, they have been together for some time, and indeed, they want to believe that they are trusted friends, that they are trusted companions, that indeed they have the relationship that when they tell Thomas that they've seen Jesus, David, that the disciples, the other disciples, are going to say, "Yay!" That Thomas is going to be happy. But Thomas ain't going for that. Thomas says in response to them, "Until I see his hands and until I see his side, until I see him physically before myself, I am not going to take your word for it." In other words, I'm questioning what you're placing before me. I don't believe it was a lack of faith. I believe it was faith that caused him to say, "I want to know this for myself. I want to see him. I want to touch him. You can tell me what your experience was like, but I need one of my very own. You can tell me what it was like sitting in that upper room with him and the glory and expoundment of what it transferred, but I need to see him for myself, because only in seeing him for myself can I truly know that my faith, not only the faith I have is real, but the faith that I have is true." And I can imagine, like the disciples, "I would have been disappointed, David, that you didn't believe me. I would have been bummed that you didn't get that I had experienced the Christ, that I had had this emotional, inspirational contact, that I had actually seen him, and I can tell you all about him. And you now are saying to me that, no, I need to see him for myself." Faith is a place for questions. And so our scripture tells us that it would be later on, a little while later, that they would be in the upper room again, and this time Thomas was there with them. And as Thomas is there with them and they are in this room, that Jesus once again would come and he would say, "Peace be with you." But in essence, he would go, Susan, he would go to Thomas. He's already talked to the other disciples. They already know who he is and they've already seen him. But he knows that there's something that Thomas is questioning. He knows that Thomas is not taking the answers for somebody else. And I want to believe that's a good thing. Because indeed, Thomas wants to experience Christ for himself. And Jesus walks over to him and Jesus says to Thomas to take your hand and place it in my hand. See where I was pierced in my hands. And he says to Thomas, he says, "Thomas, then take your hand and place it in the wound where I was pierced in the side." And Thomas in that moment says, "My Lord and my God." The most profound words he would say in that moment, "My Lord and my God." In that instant, in that moment, he too had experienced what those disciples had experienced just a short time ago. He too had experienced the true risen Savior. He too had touched Christ, the risen one. He too now had this experience that made him true to his word. And it's that sense of faith that was definitely needed. You see, Thomas and the disciples would need that sort of faith. They would need that sort of proof because the dark times were yet to come. The struggles were yet to come in which they would have to stand on Jesus' unchanging word, when they would have to stand on God's unchanging hand. It was yet to come that they would have to endure the trials and tribulations of life. And I want you to know that if they didn't know Jesus for themselves, they couldn't have stood strong. If they hadn't have experienced Christ for themselves, it would have been easy for them to turn around and turn back. If they hadn't known the experience and felt Christ in their heart, their soul, and their mind, it'd be very easy for them to say, "I can't keep running this race. I've got to go back because this is not real to me." But when Thomas touches Christ, in that moment, his questions were answered. In that moment, his faith was redeemed and strong. In that moment, he knew, Mary, his Redeemer lived. In that moment, it was the strength he needed. Faith. Faith in this moment is what would allow him to endure the trials and tribulations that were going to come his way as a disciple of the risen Christ. So, Michael, you're talking to us about Thomas. And Thomas happened a long time ago. What does that have to do with us sitting in the pews of North Shore Baptist Church on this April 28th, 2019? Well, here's what the Lord has to say to both of us, to all of us. It's all right to have questions. For indeed, it is your faith that in your questioning of your faith that will give you the strength to endure the trials and tribulations. I remember reading today of the husband of the wife who was killed yesterday in the synagogue shooting. And the husband said this, because she was a woman who dove in front of, listen to what I'm saying, she dove in front of the rabbi as the shooter was aiming to shoot at him. It was her faith that enabled her to dive in front of this man, not out of any shape, form, or fashion, but out of her sense of faith and her belief, and her faith is what got her to that place. And her husband said, she was not a martyr. No, that's not who she was. He said she was an angel of God. She was an angel of God, and that's how she will be remembered. Faith. Faith will allow you and me to do things that we find unimaginable, impossible, unrealistic, unthought of. And in essence, for to have that sense of faith, there are times in this journey where we have to question. Question, why would a young shooter go into a synagogue? Question, why would someone destroy their lives in such a fashion? Why would someone do such a thing? Why in the world does bad things happen to good people? It's all right to question. In fact, questioning helps build us. Questioning helps grow us. Questioning helps ground us. When Jesus would have spent his 3 years of teaching his disciples, there were many questions that they asked. There were many questions they wanted to know. There were many things that they didn't understand. In fact, some of the things that Jesus wanted them to understand the most, they understood the least. But it would be this sense of questioning. It would be this sense of faith that would allow them to withstand and to stand strong and tall in the midst of the life in which they would live. So you and me, members of North Shore Baptist Church, it is good that we question. It is healthy that we question. It is grounding that we question. For in a sense of asking these questions, it will help us endure the good and the bad of life. It will help us overcome the sadness and the tears. It will help us celebrate the moments of great joy. Questioning in our sense of faith is a good thing. It's a good thing. And I don't promise you that I will have the answers. You see, the disciples, friends of Thomas, did not have the answers that he needed, but Jesus did. And I don't promise you that your neighbors sitting next to you are going to have the answers that you need when that time comes, but I will tell you this, Jesus will have the answer. And there's not a question you can ask that Jesus will not answer. Now, I do want to caution you on one little thing. You see, when Thomas doubted the disciples, it wasn't like Jesus came in that moment. When Thomas questioned the disciples, it wasn't like Jesus came the next day. It was later on in the week. So I want to remind you that when you question God, it doesn't mean you get an answer in an instant, in a minute. It doesn't mean that God is going to give you an answer tonight or tomorrow. But here's what I can assure you, that when you ask a question, it shall be answered. That God will answer the questions you ask. I just hope that you and I are willing to ask the question. I hope that you and I are willing to go to God with those things we don't understand, that we can't explain, and go to the resurrected Savior and ask the very question that we fear most to ask. Or go to the Lord and ask him the question that you've been most wanting to ask. I've got a few that I've been asking. Just so you know, I'm waiting on a few answers, Pastor, but I'm still asking. My friends, your faith, our faith, it is a place to voice our questions. It is a place to voice our concerns. It is a place to talk with the Lord. For indeed, the Lord will hear and the Lord will answer.